We start with that, in that you'll see that there are four circles there in a square.
Okay.
And the top right-hand corner is where we start. And we say, hey, what's the world like? Tell us what's on the news. And without fail, everyone will point to a lot of the evil and the violence that is in the world.
Yeah.
We just have to turn on the news and
right.
see that this world is a pretty messed up place. And what we ask them to, so that's not interesting. Everyone knows that.
Sure.
What is interesting is how everyone responds to that.
Sure.
There's nobody on the planet that thinks this is great, that the world as we have it is the perfect world. And in fact, if all of us could choose, we would choose for a better world. We would long for a better world.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's that longing that's key. And what we say is, well, it's just like your hunger points to the fact that food exists, and thirst points to the fact that water or some sort of liquid refreshment
yeah.
exists. That longing for a better world must point to the fact that it either one day existed or did it or will one day exist.
Yeah.
And so that's when we get into the diagram and share about the Christian worldview. And that's what we're doing. Instead of sharing a mechanism on how to just deal with a particular part of our faith, it's a wider picture of the Christian worldview. And so it goes back, and the created for good is Genesis, where God creates the world for good, and everything in it is for good. Our relationship with God, our relationship with each other, our relationship with the world, it's all designed for good purposes. And then we move to the right and say, but it's damaged by evil because of our self-centeredness and the ways that we do not love our neighbor and we do not love God. It breaks everything down, our relationship to the world and its systems, our relationships with each other, and our relationship to God. Then it moves down to that bottom right-hand corner where Jesus loves the world too much to leave it that way. And so 2,000 years ago, God comes in the form of baby, Jesus, and starts this revolution. But it's not a violent revolution with swords, you know. It's a
spiritual revolution.
A loving revolution, one that wants to seek the kingdom of God. And so he comes as a defenseless baby and then begins to teach us a better way to live. And then ultimately, in the cross and the resurrection, he restores all of this for better. And then it shifts over to that left. So all of it's being restored for better. So how do we respond? And in our response, we're being sent together to heal. And this is great, but what is in part of the gospel is this strong call to be a part of the kingdom, not just so that we can earn our salvation, but so that we can live out our salvation.
Sure.
And in doing that, we are being sent together to heal. That's how the four circles work.